Okay. All right, so the Isser to sell land to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael is the Isser of Lo Sechanem. Chanias Karka. Chania means parking in Hebrew. That's true. Chania. That you can't give them permanent residence, kvias.
Dwelling.
Right, dwelling in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and by the way, that seems fairly, we don't have to ask the reason why. It is a Doraisa, but we don't want, what do you call it? We want, this is land that God gave to Jewish people. Mishnah Chafam Aves. Amaskir on the Hambatim. Okay. Whoa, oh, slow down. So Tanakhama says what?
You cannot rent
a house to a non-Jew. Okay? Interesting. And this is an Isser Durabanan. Durabanan. Okay? And then the Mishnah says, and this is very odd language, Ve'ein Sarach Lomar Sados. Right? Now, what would you... No. See, that's... what question would you... No, so let me ask you a question. No, there's more. Forget, I don't care about that. Ve'in sarach lomar sados. Now let me ask you a question. If it's true, ve'in sarach lomar sados, so what questions do you ask? Exactly. Okay. If you read that first part of Tosos is bothered by that. Tosos tries to bring something out. If you picked up on it. Okay. Ve'in sarach lomar sados, but then why say sados? Okay, fine. Okay, now, so in my mind, I have it like this. In other words, in my mind, the Isser Durabanan is on both houses and fields, right? Okay. And the Isser Duraisa is obviously on selling houses and fields. Now, what does he do? He goes down one level. Okay, he goes down one level when it comes to Surya. What is Surya? Land that was conquered outside of Eretz Yisrael. In this instance, it's referring to David HaMelech. Okay, don't get fancy yet with like Eretz Yisrael. We don't know that yet. You didn't see the Rambam, you didn't see anyone else. Well, I don't know that either. Just say that there's something about it that gives it that it's something like Eretz Yisrael, but right now we know it's conquered. Okay, now he goes one level down. By the way, the Surya, does this land have to be contiguous to Eretz Yisrael? Okay. So you could. It's not necessary that the land be connected to Israel that's conquered. It could be Wisconsin, which we'll use. Okay. Hosein. So going down. Going down one level. Okay. So what does he hold? He says you can rent them houses, but not fields. Durabanan for sure.
Every time it's selling, that's always Isser
Duraisa. Right, but remember, there's no Isser Duraisa to sell land in Surya to non-Jews. So whatever you're going to, again, just think in the Mishnah, whatever this Durabanan is doing, it's protecting the original Duraisa of selling land slash fields in Eretz Yisrael. So why can't you rent a house to, why can't you rent a field in Surya to a non-Jew? Because you'll come to sell your field in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. You understand? I said field. Right. But they're not, for whatever reason why, he's not worried about, that's very odd. That's very odd.
Wait, what?
Okay.
You're willing to rent your field in Syria.
Yeah. Come on, Chutzlarts. All right, so what's saying? So in Chutzlarts, what can I do? Sell what?
A house and rent field.
And rent field. Now, again, but keep in mind, no sell field. Why?
So protect from selling in Israel.
Pretty well, right?
What?
Okay. I can't sell a field in Kutzlaritz in Wisconsin to a non-Jew. You know why? Because if I sell a field in Wisconsin to a non-Jew, it'll lead me to think I can sell a field in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. We can't let that happen. That's a good question. We're not remotely ready to answer that yet. Good. Rav Yossi says what? Oh, hold on, you're saying. So now he starts off by saying what? No selling houses or fields, right? So obviously he holds the rights also, right? Obviously. When it comes to renting, he says, rent house, right? No rent field, right? Okay. Now that's critical because that sounds a lot like Right. Okay. So he's starting off. Sure. He's starting this. He's starting off on this level here. Right. From here, though. Right. And now, so now he's going to go down one level, which is going to end up being this. Keep going. The most possible. Okay. So 1 second. So sell.
Sell houses. Rent.
1 second. Rent. Right. No sell field. No sell field, right? Rent both, right? And now chutzlars, what can I do? Okay, sell house field, rent house field. Okay, is that clear? Okay.
The
fact. Right, and just as an example, this machlokas here and this one here are going to be based on, there's other variables we're going to be introduced in the Gemara that push in that direction. Okay, good. So, now, finish off the Mishnah. Amru. Astonishing. Just understand what you understand the implication of this Mishnah? This Mishnah is saying that when we say that you can't, what do you call it, that you're allowed to rent to non-Jews and chutzlarts, right? Lo beis dira. Meaning, I can't rent a house to a non-Jew. I can rent a, let's say, storage facility. You do understand that there are many, 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 many Orthodox Jews who are involved in real estate in America. And was it, the Mishnah literally means that would be... There are many, many Jews, right, there are many, many Jews who have Airbnbs, or... So as well, one of the great parts of the sugya is there's, I think, a machlokas, that's five or six Rishonim, different shitas, six different shitas, justifying how today, this is Rishonim, by the way, how today it's allowed to... Shenamar. Toeva. El Besecha. So was it... Right, so is it no right? So no, but that's actually very reasonable. In other words, well, again, let's just what's the Doraisa? Doraisa is if I own a home, I cannot bring an idol to my house. So if I rent my home to a non-Jew, what's going to happen? And if he brings an idol into my house, that'll lead me to think that I can bring an idol to my house. Okay. Yes. Now that you can see an opening there for how the Rishonim.
Oh, I thought the
How would that be a Durbana?
No,
no. Recognize this, right? The last case in Mishnah? From what? Good, very good. This is one of the famous Marasani cases. Right, we call Makom. Yaskir. Shh. At the Merchatz. Okay, so if Ginsburg owns a Merchatz, what's going to happen? If I go ahead and rent it to a non-Jew, what's going to happen is on Shabbos, the non-Jews will be in there schwitzing, but it says in the front of it, Ginsburg sauna. And since it says Ginsburg sauna, they're going to think that I'm, I'm over Nisser. Now, that has nothing to do with our sugya. Nothing, zero. Nothing. That's Marasayan. It's Marasayan. Okay? Okay, good. Okay, so far so good. Let's start the Gemara.
Why is it? Is this the question? Why does it even say it?
Why does the Mishnah say Ein Tzarach Lomar Sados? If it's Ein Tzarach Lomar Sados, then I know. The real question is, if it's Ein Tzarach Lomar Sados, why does Mishnah have to say that?
That's the real question.
That is the real question.
It's not the Gemara's real question.
It's what the it's real. It's really bothering the Gemara. Trust me. No one. Okay, now this is difficult, okay? So there's two Isurim. There are two Isurim associated with selling a field. Chada. Okay, so Lo Sechanim. Right, so he dwells now in Eretz Yisrael. The Kamafka La Mi Maiser. Now this is very, very difficult to understand what this is, but in a nutshell, it means that, literally, Mafkia. Mafkia means you're removing what? Maiser. Right, so there are two deraisas. Two separate,
two issues.
Two Torah prohibitions.
Of selling a house.
What do you think Tarti means here?
There's no
we have one Issur Darabanan. That Issur Darabanan is don't rent, okay? And in Rameir's version, in that Issur Darabanan is don't rent fields, don't rent houses. But the problem is that within renting a house, there's only one issue. But when it comes to renting a field, there are two issues, right? No, it's always going to be that way. Conor Mayer. We'll get to why it's still two issues, right? But why is that odd? What's odd about that? Who cares how many issues? What do we care? Right. You see, are there two Issurei Darabanan?
No.
There's no address for two Issurei Darabanan. Of course there's not two Issurei Darabanan. It can only be don't rent. Right? So the question is, if that's true, why do I care? Who cares that there are two issues? Okay? It's only to answer one question in the Mishnah, which is Ein Tzarich Lomar. But it sounds like there's no practical nafkamina. None. Right, so say same thing, two issues. Now, we got to create a parallel now. The Gemara is trying to create a parallel. Mayor, what's the parallel? Parallel is like this. Parallel is selling a field over two, there's two issues, two Isurim. One Isur is Chanias Karka, and the other one is I'm preventing the mitzvah of Meiser to be performed. Okay? So whatever the Gemara is going
to
do...
Why is that on you? Not to be performed.
What did I say?
Not to be performed. That's not the issue.
So what's the Gemara saying now? What's the move? Right. So what will you say? You'll say that by houses you also have two. The first one is Losechaneim, Chanias Karka. And the second one is your Mafka Lei. So what are you doing? You're taking the house out of the mitzvah of mezuzah. Shehotzias abayis mi mitzvahs mezuzah. Okay? Shehotzias abayis mezuzah. What?
It's only one five.
There's no chiyuv to... Right.
Right.
So Amarav Misharshara, Misharshia, he says no. Chovas adarhu. Right. Rashi. Chovas adar. Velo chovas abayis. Rashi. First Rashi in the Gemara. So it's chova on the dar for the person living there, and not chova on the house. Afka asa. Therefore, there's never an actual hafka. You're never removing it because it's only when is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is applies to who? The person living there, the liver. Okay, when he lives there, right? Liver. The liver. Right. Beisacha, biasacha. What does that mean? Right. Ama lemisha nechnas v'yotze lesocha azarachmana. So the mitzvah is only chal on the individual who goes in and out. Again, in Rashi's lashon, the mitzvah is only chal on he who goes in and out of the house. Okay, which is a dar. Okay. So. This is very odd, in my opinion, before you say anything. Because it's tempting to think that when you read the Gemara, that somehow the mitzvah would be constructed on the house. Almost as if to say that what? That houses are chayiv in... One second. That houses are chayiv in mitzvos. Of course, a house can be chayiv in a mitzvah. Like, for instance, is a lulav chayiv in a mitzvah? Of course not. A lulav is not an animate object, nor is a house, nor is a field. So to just say it's a din in the chepza, right, and remove any involvement of the individual would seem to be a little difficult to understand. How could a house...
If you meant the house is chayiv, that would be accurate. That would be...
As a fact, it sounds like the house is chayiv. We know that can't mean the house is chayiv. So, here, the difficulty now... Just listen. No, one second. The thing is, but if you want to say there's no chayiv on the actual house, but rather there's a chayiv on me, right? Okay. But that means there has to be some, you would assume that means there's some type of relationship I have with the house, because there's two ways you can construct Avmina. You could say, logically, that simply the fact there's a house that has no mezuzah on it, as a Jew, I'm chayav to make sure this house has a mezuzah. Or, does my ownership of the house generate a chiyuv? If you want to say the ownership of the house, now that the chiyuv comes into existence, right, if you want to say that, right? Which is one way to go. What? Oh, a second. So now, what have I done now in the Havmina, right? Okay, so okay, if you say that, so if the Chiyuv, I'm a Baal, right? The Bialis generates the Chiyuv Mezuzah, and you want to call it a Chovas Bias. So now, what's my Chiyuv? My Chiyuv do what? Right, so I have to, I must, as I put it, I must mezuzify my house. Okay, I must ensure, my Chiyuv is I must ensure that this house has a mezuzah on it. If you want to say that Bialis is what's generating the Chiyuv. Okay. Using the variable of Bialis generates the Chiyuv. Okay? So if I buy a house, according to the Maskana, am I Chayv Mezuzah?
Yes. Okay, so. But not any more than I was before. I'm still Chayv Mezuzah.
I'm Chayv Mezuzah? Well, so let's say I'm never Dar there.
No.
It's not so simple. What do you, yes.
That can be the way still. That's the same approach. I didn't say anything more.
Can I? Okay. So the way I would put it is, if by the way, Baruch Hashem, if this is what we're saying, the same thing, Baruch Shekivanti. I'm so happy I understood. I just don't see what you're saying is like this. But I would say as follows. I would say that I don't think, I honestly don't think you defined anything. I think you just read the words in the Gemara and took one step past the words. I'm trying to bring it very close together. My thing is, everyone agrees as follows. Everyone agrees with the following, that the Chiyuv Mezuzah is always on me, right? The question is, there's two ways you can construct such an obligation. You can construct the obligation to say that, again, to use box them. That one idea, you mean practically? Yeah, great, I agree. That conceptually, one way is that the obligation is I must ensure that this house always has a mezuzah on it. Okay? So therefore, what would be the hafkas mitzvah? If I sell the house, it's a hafkas that mitzvah. Okay? The other possibility is that what's the mezuzah doing in relation to me? What's it doing in relation to me? When I'm a dar, and that's why I think it's only by a dar, there's a reason why it says dar. My sedira. It's a my sedira idea. When a person is daring, when he's daring, what qualifies his dar? What qualifies his action daring? A mezuzah. Right? That's a different contract of mitzvah. It may end up being chatzagavra. That's very nice. But at the end of the day, I'm explaining what the mechanism is. There's two different constructs of the mitzvah. Either the mitzvah is that I must ensure in a positive way this always has a mezuzah, or is the idea that the mezuzah must come qualify my dira, which, by the way, to put it in a more descriptive way, it's almost as saying that, as follows, that is it an idea that the house is lacking, right? That's the havmina. It's like missing a piece, right? And I must ensure that piece is there. Or no, that the house needs something more. It's more than just a bias. The mezuzah comes along and out. When I'm living there, now in me living there, it's not a bias idea. In the Maisadira now the house has an additional requirement, an additional concept called mezuzah. On that, yes, on the house.